This is a summary of what I call open string chord hybrids, meaning they're a combination of bar chords and open strings. Certain keys on the guitar really lend themselves to ringing out open strings, and you can make lots of neat voicings and chords and sounds that you would never be able to make without lots of difficulty in other keys in many cases. So the keys that work well on the guitar for open strings are, no surprise, the ones that have the open strings on the guitar, like E and A and D are very common. You know, G and B, the other two open strings, are less common, so we're just going to focus on E, A, and D. And they can be major or minor. So the essential concept is, we're going to start with E major at the top row. The essential concept is as follows. If you play an E chord open, and then you play an F sharp bar chord at fret 2, I'm sorry, F sharp minor bar chord at fret 2, and instead of doing the bar, you do what's written there, which is 0, 4, 4, 2, 0, 0 from bottom to top. In other words, you're converting the chord from a full bar chord to the 6th, 2nd, and 1st strings will now be open. As far as the name of that chord, it's no longer called an F sharp. It would be called an F sharp minor 11 slash E, and every single chord on the sheet would have a weird name like that. And I'm not interested at this point in having you digest all that. It's just exploring how easy and beautiful it can be to make sounds like that. So I take an E bar chord, I mean the E open chord, I take an F sharp bar chord and get rid of the bar, but I still put finger 1 on string 3, just like it says in the tab, second set of tab, first line, second chord in the document. And then I could simply take that up a whole step for G sharp. And then the A one, you have to picture what an A bar chord looks like at the 5th fret, and remove the bar, and you're left with, you know, 0, 7, 7, 6, 0, 0. And then you move up a whole step from there, and there's B. And then you move up a whole step from there, but change it back to a minor shape, C sharp. And then lastly, D sharp diminished. It sound like that. So take your time with these, but I'm going to just play through what the E major sounds like. Backwards. So I encourage you to explore all these, not only with different strumming that happen to be in 6/8, but with different, you know, ways of articulating it. For example, those of you who know fingerstyle, just make up ditties with using any of those chords in the series. Just having a improvisational ditty in key of E with finger style might sound like this. Like that.